Now back to the Ryan Scott Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
Okie dokie, listen up. Here's what's going on. Jenna Elfman is 10 and a half minutes away right now. Chef David Tu is joining me in the studio as my little co-host for the half an hour here. Michael Colante is talking about everything sourdough. This man is skinnier than me, better looking than me, has better hair than I do, and is 21 years old, and I don't know how because he taught me. But he eats sourdough every single day. We're going to get into the cooking school that's coming up with him. The Epicurean Exchange bread crawl in Paris. But before that, I've got a telephone call. I want to talk to Dave Nikolaiko. He is, I think, Dan? Is it Dan?
Dan.
It says Dan. Dave on here, Dan. I am now firing Lynn. Lynn, you're fired for 3.5 minutes. You go in the timeout corner over there. Dan, how you doing, buddy? Nice to have you on the air.
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm phenomenal. I'm really excited about the Dog's Guide to Surfing. This is a really cool thing, and it's Sherry, right?
It is Sherry, yes.
Tell everybody about this. I have about a couple minutes with you, and I had to share this with all the fans.
Well, next weekend up at Lindemar State Beach in Pacifica, it's the World Dog Surfing Championships, and we're basically going to be, you know, pushing our dogs out on surfboards and pushing them in on waves and just, you know, having a good time all day long.
The cool thing about this is going to be the first time in Pacifica, right?
Yes.
And where did you guys...
For us, I think they did it last year.
Oh, they did.
But yes, this will be our first time in Pacifica.
All right. I am a dog lover. That's why I have you on air here. Tell us about your little companion, your four-legged friend that you're going dog surfing with, and how in the world, my friend, did you get into this? You know, well, that's kind of like sitting at a bar and you're like, hey, bro, you want another beer? Okay, you're a dog surfer. Now, can we talk, please? Can we really talk? I'll buy you a shot.
Well, believe it or not, I have a French bulldog.
Okay.
And if you know anything about Frenchies, you know most French bulldogs don't like to swim.
Right.
My Frenchie, on the other hand, is a complete nut when it comes to the water. We rescued her when she was about 6 months old. And we have a dog beach down here in Southern California that we had taken her to. And the first time we took her, you know, we let her off leash and she just like shot down the shore into the waves, playing with the big dogs. And, you know, since she was a Frenchie, we went out and bought her a life jacket. And,
right.
Just to kind of keep her safe when we were playing at the beach. So, you know, it became a little joke. You know, she'd trot up and down the beach wearing her life jacket during our French bulldog meetups. But a friend of ours suggested dog surfing lessons down in Del Mar, California, which is towards San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was the dumbest idea I'd ever heard of. But shame on me for thinking that, because we took her to this lesson and we had so much fun that we ended up taking lessons for the remainder of the summer, and this was back in 2013. We did our first competition, which we didn't place, but we had a lot of fun. And you know, ever since then, each summer, we trek out to our favorite beaches, we compete, we raise a lot of money for animals in need.
I love it.
And it's just a rad thing to do.
I'm a fan, brother. I got to get out of here because I wanted to make sure I get you on. Make sure you guys follow them at World Dog Surfing at Twitter, World Dog Surfing on Instagram. And by the way, Dave's name is not Dave, it's Dan. And you can check out Dan next week. He's going to be out there at Pacifica. This is a really amazing event. You can go to surfdogseries.com. Other series things. Yes, his name is Dan, not Dave. It's all right. I'm not dating him. It's fine.